Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
And this is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EP. And if you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Praveen Penmetsa, the CEO of Monarch, changing the face of agriculture one tractor at a time. I like the sounds of this. And Mr. Penmetsa, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me, Eric.
And such a pleasure to have you with us, and really appreciate your time. So for starters, tell us, what is Monarch's overall mission? Let's start there.
Yeah, our whole mission is how can we enable clean, efficient farming solutions for today's farmers and also for the future generation of farmers. Not just clean and efficient, but also something that's economically viable for them.
And that sounds good to me. And even taking that further, what kind of challenges are farmers facing today, especially now?
Oh, yeah. We've been working with farmers for the last 5+ years, me personally, providing agriculture technology solutions. I come from a long line of farmers in India growing rice, and the farmers today have more challenges than ever before. Whether it's the push in terms of the sustainability that's coming from the consumer side and also the retailers, whether it's the regulations and compliance that's coming from the government, whether it's things out of everybody's control, things like climate change and fires, et cetera, that are happening. And also the labor shortages that farmers are facing. All of this is basically creating a perfect storm for farmers globally. And they're all facing tight margins. It's becoming more and more difficult for them to have something that's economically viable for them. And at the end of the day, Eric, farmers only have so many seasons in their lifetime. A farmer once told me he gets 40 attempts in his lifetime, from the time he gets the farm to when he has to give it to his kids. So huge challenges, and that's, again, even looking at it from a global perspective.
And certainly on your response, one of the things that stuck out, a farmer gets 40 attempts to get it right, so that really stuck with me on that comment there. Why did you decide to take on this challenge and overhaul the tractor as we know it? I'd love to get some highlights and information on that.
For the last 20+ years, I've spent my lifetime, bringing technology visions into products that make things better, whether it's on the automotive side with things like electric cars, whether it's, things in making transportation easier. But also for the last 4+ years, like I mentioned before, seeing the agriculture challenges and bringing technology to the farmers has been a big motivation for me. A few years ago, we actually worked with USAID in providing ag solutions for the global farmer. And while we were doing all these projects, Eric, we noticed that there was not a single platform that really acts as a tool for farmers. Everybody around the world is trying to parachute solutions to farmers, saying, oh, you should use this, right? It's almost like airdropping something and then just flying away. Does not work. And, our insight at Monarch Tractor is farmers need tools that will allow them to meet all these challenges that we just talked about. And the ideal tool is a platform that will bridge the gap between the farmers and the technology side. So the tractor that we have at Monarch acts as that hub of innovation, and it works with their existing people, their existing implements, but also is a bridge to the future for smart implements, for data collection, and also to remove some of the people from the dangerous operations that they're doing. So that's what really got us going, and that's what brought the whole team at Monarch Tractor together.
And that is absolutely phenomenal, and we really appreciate the impact you're already having and will have through Monarch. Now, today we're joined by Praveen Penmetsa, the CEO of Monarch, changing the face of agriculture one tractor at a time, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, how did you actually assemble a team? You mentioned the team. How did you actually assemble a team to take on this mission and this vision?
Oh, that's a great great question, Eric. And again, you know, just as how farming is a community-driven activity, you know, farmers don't work in isolation. These kinds of impactful change that we're talking about is also not possible with just one clever idea or one person. The thing that really motivates me is the fact that we have a fantastic team here. You know, Dr. Zachary Omohundro, who came from the Carnegie Mellon Robotics Lab. He was working on cave mining robots before. He worked on electric cars, battery systems for solar power. And for the last 5 years has also been on the agriculture side. The fact that he's a part of the team and brings all this technology to the fore as a co-founder is immensely powerful. Taking all that technology, you also need to be able to scale that technology. And that's where, you know, Mark Schwager comes into play. Mark has spent his you know, lifetime on the electrification side with electric cars and then building battery factories globally. His experience in how do you take a single car and kind of build an assembly line around it and then really make it available for everybody. He was at Tesla for like 5+ years, all the way from the Roadster days to the Gigafactory days. And then afterwards setting up battery factories globally. His experience allows us to scale the technology that Zachary is coming up with and make it available for farmers in high volume and low cost. Most importantly, we also need a farmer on our team to provide the true north. We don't want to be in our caves developing technologies and thinking it's going to do something for the farmer. We have to be farmer focused from day one. And that's where Carlo Mondavi comes in. Carlo is a fourth generation grower. His family has done a lot in terms of the Napa Sonoma vineyard region and developing that whole market. He's also a thought leader for regenerative farming and how our future of humanity depends on us making a transition to this regenerative farming. So the four of us together, with my business experience in helping both startups and big companies transition technology, building a business around it, and making it economically viable for farmers. All of these come together, and that's what our core founding team is. But it's not just about the founding team, right, Eric, on the entrepreneur journey. It's also about the kind of people that we can attract to our mission. So we have people like Chris Whitney, who came from HP Labs after a lifetime in automation and data. You know, we have a number of very exciting men and women who have joined us on this journey from, you know, around the world. And that's what it makes us a very powerful team.
And I would certainly say so. And thanks for breaking that down for us. Much appreciated. Now, what is unique about the design of the Monarch tractor and the core benefits? I'm sure the listeners would like to hear some of the information on that as well.
Yeah, and that's one thing that surprised me for the longest time, Eric, was there was no product that was this ideal mix of the tools that the farmer needs. So Monarch Tractor, to answer your question, is a fully smart electric tractor. What do I mean by that, right? We all understand what a tractor is and does. We all also know what an electric tractor could be. The fact that there's not one commercially available today kind of highlights how the technology world is not focusing on the challenges of the farmer. So the electric tractor is a sustainable way for us to increase automation and mechanization in the field. But the key for us is also the smart side of it. The fact that it's a smart electric tractor means not only does it do the operation, but it also provides actionable intelligence for the farmer while doing it. I mean, these days we are surrounded by so many sensors. We are surrounded by so much technology that gives us all this feedback, right? Your phone tells you what the weather is, what the traffic is like, what you should do, which route you should take. To make all of that available as a platform in the form of a tractor that is sustainable for operations for the farmers makes us unique. So that's why we like to call it, it's a fully electric smart tractor for farmers. Let's peel the onion a little bit more there, Eric. You know, the other amazing feature on our tractor is a number of farm operations are quite dangerous. I'm not sure how many people know, but farming is one of the top three dangerous occupations in the world after construction and mining. So the fact that our food production is such a dangerous activity is something that we wanted to change. And that's where the driver optional portion comes in. You know, if you are doing dangerous operations or putting stuff out that, you know, you really don't want a person on the tractor at that time, our tractor allows you to remove the driver. We call it driver optional. So you can run an operation once, you can train the tractor, and our tractor will do it without the driver in the seat. You can control it from your barn, you can control it from your home, etc. So these kind of the driver optional side and the fact that we can do automated operations, and while we are doing those operations, we also provide actionable intelligence for the farmer. What do I mean by that, right? Is unlike a drone that flies over and gives you a map of the field and says, hey, you should probably put some more water here. What our tractor does is says, hey, the weather's picked up, I'm going to stop spraying. It actually takes that action for the farmer as well, based on their preferences. That's something that makes it super powerful, especially because the tractor is already used by the farmer for a lot of these operations, Eric. So we are not trying to change the paradigm on the farmer. We are just trying to give him the latest and greatest tools with both the hardware technology and also the AI technology that the farmer can use. So all of this really makes our tractor, you know, what I call the fully electric smart tractor. So helps the farmer out, you know, it's very sustainable because it's fully electric, saves him money because the energy costs are lower, and he can remove the driver for the dangerous operations. And also, at the end of the day, our tractor replaces not just the tractor, but also a generator on the field and also an ATV on the field where you're using the ATV to move around or to carry small parts around. Our tractor does all those three functions. So that's what makes us really unique. And it's the only fully electric smart tractor in the world, which is something that we're extremely proud of.
Certainly a lot to be excited about and a lot of benefits here. And one that stuck out is the safety of the farmer. They certainly need that. And I had no idea that it was one of the most dangerous occupations there are. So thanks for pointing that out. Lastly, one last question for you. How will the next generation, as you see it, of farming and consumers benefit from the Monarch tractor?
Yeah, that's a great question, Eric. And there's two components to that, right? There's how does it benefit the farmers? And also, how does it benefit the consumers? And we want to bring both those communities closer with our tractor. By making sustainable farming economically superior, we don't want the farming community to feel like sustainability, you know, comes at their cost. So the way our tractor helps that is the fact that we're collecting data, both camera data as well as sensor data from our tractor. We provide a bridge for the farmer to tell their story to the consumer. The consumer can then basically just by scanning the product, know what operations happened, how was it farmed, when was it farmed, what kind of a farm is it, where is it located. All that storytelling comes through the data side. And in this digital world that we live in, you know, where, you know, the farmer is not there to tell it to us in person, but to tell it to us versus in a video clip or in a data clip, basically connects the consumer to the farmer. And at the same time, since we're decreasing the expenses for the farmer, it makes it much more economically viable for farmers as well. They can save money, they get to increase their yields, and they get to tell their story to the consumers. And the consumers get the confidence that if this says this label on this product that I just bought, right, this food that I just purchased at this market, I can actually see a story behind it in the form of a video or actual data behind it versus just a certification label. So again, it brings the consumer and the farmer, you know, to a common place where both of them are benefiting from this kind of a technology. And again, this is not a one-time thing. Our tractor is smart in the sense it also is going to adapt because it has so much software on it. You know, we can continue to roll in new features and it'll provide new benefits for farmers and consumers. And I often highlight this, right, is we cannot come up with all the ideas of how a farmer will use our tractor or what the consumer will do with the data. But the fact that we're giving them a very powerful tool is the magic. And we're excited to see how farmers will also use it in ways that we did not foresee. And the value that consumers will get that we have not foreseen. And the fact that our product is that flexible is also very exciting for not just us, but farmers and consumers.
Parveen, really great to have had you with us today. Can't thank you enough for what you're doing through Monarch Tractor and how you're benefiting the farmer and really the globe through this technology. And really looking forward to following you and seeing how you're doing in the future and to even have you come back with an update in the future as well. Where can listeners get more information on Monarch, and also how could they best be in touch?
Yeah, they can definitely, I would encourage everybody to go to our website, monarchtractor.com. Follow us on social media, on Instagram, you know, on LinkedIn, Facebook. We also have won a number of awards. So if you go to one of our social media sites, or our website, you'll see the World Ag Expo Award that we won, the Ag Tech Breakthrough Awards that we won. And also right now we are taking booking reservations for our commercial production that starts next year. So if you're interested in getting your hands on one, I would strongly encourage you to jump onto our website and drop a fully refundable deposit just so that, you can get in early, because we are getting tremendous interest from farmers, not just in America again, Eric, but globally. You know, farmers from Italy, India, Japan are reaching out wanting to buy our tractor. So, would encourage everybody to follow us. And even if you're not a farmer, don't need a tractor, this is a mission. And our food ecosystem is something that all of us, should have a better insight into. So just follow us, be a part of our mission, and support us by joining this Monarch Challenge movement. And the best place to do that is to follow us on the social media site or on our website.
Sounds easy enough. And that website, once again, folks, is monarchtractor.com. Mr. Penmitsa, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
And Eric, thanks a lot for having us. And one last thing is, really appreciate the work that you do with your entrepreneur podcast. Keep in mind, every farmer is an entrepreneur who puts everything on the line each and every season. So the fact that you're on your platform is immensely motivational for us. And I'm hoping that your listeners will also see the value here. But again, thanks a lot for all the work that you do.
And thank you for the support and for those kind words. We certainly cannot hear enough of that. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Parveen Penmitsa, the CEO of Monarch, changing the face of agriculture one tractor at a time. And for all the details, visit monarchtractor.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.